Chapter 0. The Morning After. The day after I became an all-in, brand-new Christian didn't turn out the way I expected. I woke up excited, thinking everything would be different. By the end of the day, I had smoked a bunch of weed with my partying friends, made out with a girl I liked, and had a knockdown, drag-out argument with my parents about bad grades and staying out too late. In other words, my life after meeting Jesus wasn't much different than my mixed-up life before. I was discouraged. Uh-oh, I thought, something is not right. I never imagined I'd become a Christian. But when a friend kept inviting me to church, an unexplainable tug inside of me kept saying, yes. And there I was, big surprise to me, praying a salvation prayer and meaning every word of it. I sure felt like I'd given God everything. The moment was real. My assumption was that, zap, I'd wake up the next morning and all of me would instantly change, almost like a magic lightning bolt had struck me from heaven. But then it didn't. I wasn't fixed. Did God mess up? Did I? The pastor said, if you give your life to Jesus, you will be made new. A new heart, a new life, a new creation. I wanted new. I needed new. But I'd already learned a thing or two about my new beginnings from the past. They rarely lasted. They became false starts, you know. My dreams of being an astronaut, learning to speak fluent Spanish, perfecting the half pipe on a skateboard, and carving out 8-pack abs to impress the ladies didn't exactly pan out. Really, Craig? New? My inner critic pounded me. You sure this isn't just another phase, an experiment, a viral video of your life that will soon be forgotten? Is this going to be your spiritual one-hit wonder? Who still sings, Who Let the Dogs Out Anyway? Except now you are singing it in your head. Who? I didn't want my new faith to fade into an empty mental exercise of saying yes to a new set of beliefs, followed by a hypocritical, half-hearted attempt to live out those beliefs. I knew I wanted to follow Jesus, but I didn't know how. In the many years since that first day, I've met hundreds of people who are just like me, people who woke up the morning after their conversion or renewed commitment to Christ with a spiritual hangover, people who were found by Christ but felt lost at the same time. They felt overwhelmed by the mountain of new beliefs, intimidated by a new spiritual vocabulary and unsure of how to move forward through the constructs of modern-day religion. Many of the books I picked up felt heady and impossible or legalistic and impractical. I didn't need to become an expert in church history or theology, and I certainly didn't want to become an insensitive bigot or an unrelatable fanatic. I just wanted to know and follow Jesus in a realistic way that impacted me and others around me. I wanted to experience God's presence in a gracious and profound way that tangibly changed my life. And, if possible, I wanted my faith to guide me and to last a lifetime. I'm guessing you want something similar. My frustrating experience has lingered for the past 25 years, echoing in the stories of friends and acquaintances. So I decided to write the book I wish I had back then, How to Follow Jesus. Throughout this book, I hope to both spare you some pain and help you go further faster. I'll lay out some surprising and indispensable ingredients of how to follow Jesus, building a faith foundation that will last. All have been tried and tested by my own messy mistakes, costly missteps, and occasional spiritual successes. I promise not to spend your time on lofty philosophy.